this. How does, I understand your argument, counsel, and your focus on each particular element or facet of your invention in terms of the obviousness analysis, but how does KSR change that? How much do you think KSR changed the need for that kind of element by element analysis as distinct from this sort of broad, I'm sorry to use the phrase, but the court did, common sense view of what one knowledgeable or in the art would do?
I think for this particular argument, I have a second point I want to make.
Of course, the Federal Circuit always had common sense, didn't it? The Supreme Court certainly wasn't suggesting that we lacked common sense.
Of course not, Your Honor.
Thank you. So that's always been part of the test.
Your Honor, what I would say about KSR is KSR, I think everyone's in agreement, deals with motivation to combine. KSR does not eliminate the need for the resulting combination, whatever it is, and the fact that KSR said the motivation can come from a broader universe, if you will, does not eliminate the need for the resulting combination to have all of the claim limitations. And what we're saying is, not only was the obviousness summary judgment wrong, but the cross motion for non-obviousness should have been granted because we presented a motion for non-obviousness. And with all of the art in any combination you want, use the brick and mortar, use common sense, use fast, use the other e-commerce references, put it together any which way you want. There is no resulting system that obtains this all of these detailed terms due to this prearrangement we're talking about and forwards them back. Because in order to do that, the vendor's got to know to set up in advance these parts of the database where the query is going to take place. And that's why that stuff was sort of read out of the claim. The judge treated all the claims the same, and we know some of them don't require the return of a quote.